Welcome back to Latino USA. I'm Maria Hinojosa, and today we're talking about words, palabras. Well, did you know that in American Sign Language, the sign for deaf is almost the same as the sign for home? In fact, many deaf people consider the deaf community their real home. But for some deaf Latinos, becoming part of the deaf community can sometimes mean losing the Latino part of themselves, leaving them to search for ways to claim both. Renee Gross reports now from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Can you try rolling your R's? It's hard when you don't have four front teeth.
Angela LaGuardia is practicing Spanish with her six-year-old son, Javier.
How do we say rooster?
El gago.
Remember the double L is a yeah sound.
She says the word in Spanish and then signs it in ASL, American Sign Language, so that Javier can learn it in both languages.
El
gago.
Ga.
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 Yo.
Yo. El gago.
El gallo.
Mm-hmm. Angela learned to speak as a kid at a school for the deaf and at a mainstream school. She wears hearing aids. She's fluent in ASL and English, but she knows Spanish pretty well, and it's important to her that her son knows it too.
That's my hope. That's my one wish for the future, that he'd be much more fluent and he could enjoy the extended family that we have that I wasn't able to enjoy, but that he can when he wants to.
Angela's parents are immigrants from Cuba. Growing up, they spoke Spanish inside the home and English elsewhere. When Angela had trouble learning to talk, they thought maybe it was because they were trying to teach their kids two languages.
They thought maybe we were becoming language confused, that we weren't crystal clear on this is Spanish and this is English, and this is how you say it in English, and this is how you say it in Spanish.
When Angela's parents found out she was deaf, they stopped speaking Spanish with her. They hoped that would make things clearer. But what happened instead was that Angela felt isolated in both places, the hearing world and her family's Spanish world. She remembers going to parties with her relatives and not talking with anyone.
And most of the time, you know, to avoid getting bored, I would, like, go and do the dishes. I would, like, go do the physical part of the party, like setting up plates and just, you know, pretty much keeping to myself.
It wasn't until college that Angela found her footing. She went to Gallaudet University, an all-deaf school where everybody signed. Angela says she fell in love with the deaf culture and never looked back. She isn't alone.
Deaf Latinos, because of the ability to communicate within the deaf community, are often drawn to that community rather than the hearing Latino community.
That's an interpreter speaking for Dr. Carla Garcia Fernandez. She's a Texas educator who's deaf and Latina. Carla conducted a small study and found that her students identified more strongly with the deaf culture than with being Latino.
The deaf identity is important for students, an ability to feel that they do belong. Yet it is still important to recognize the multiple identities that people within the deaf community hold.
Carla says that the deaf form strong bonds with each other based on their isolation from the hearing world. But that means it can be hard to talk about differences within the deaf community.
Often, white deaf people are in denial, and they say that all deaf people are the same, but that's not so.
Carla says there's a natural overlap between Latino and deaf cultures.
The deaf community often has a strong emphasis on storytelling, and the Latino community has their cuentos as well. Folk tales that are passed down through the generations. And I think that's a beautiful opportunity for those things to merge.
Still, having a dual identity doesn't resonate with everyone.
I would say the deaf community is more important.
That's Tony Galofri, speaking through his interpreter. Tony is in his early 40s. His dad is Colombian and his mother is from the Netherlands. He had never felt at home within his family, and eventually he was adopted by his interpreter. For now, he isn't concerned with feeling Latino. Instead, he longs to find more deaf friends.
I grew up as a deaf person. I did not grow up as a Latino.
That's a perspective that Angela understands. Still, her deaf personality has a Cuban tinge.
What is the same? The facial expression, the emotion, the lively chatter. Even though we're not making a lot of noise, we're not quiet.
Angela's son, Javier, isn't quiet either. In sign language, English, and Spanish, he makes himself heard.
Eagle.
How do we say eagle in Spanish?
El ego.
Aguila.
Aguila.
For Latino USA, I'm Renee Gross in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Thanks to Audrey Ulloa and Jill Rice for providing interpretation for Carla Garcia Fernandez and Tony Gallifrey.